Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 18th of December 2016, and this is the 494th Moll Out Loud podcast. I had to look at the date again because this is yesterday's podcast, and I completely forgot. I feel like the white rabbit. Time just seems to be running away from me, and I just feel as if I'm late for everything. And now, added to the confusion, I don't even have the white rabbit's fob watch somewhere between the bathroom and my bedroom. My watch disappeared, and I've been searching high and low and not found it yet. So I feel a bit as if I don't really know what time it is. I do know that I overslept this morning, and I looked at my phone a bit later, and so I've been keeping an eye on that, just seeing what time it is. But I find myself continuously glancing at my naked wrist, hoping that somehow it'll have reappeared. It's made me realise that how dependent I have become on knowing what time it is. Time is quite important on Sunday mornings because of getting to the market and then getting to ringing on time. So it is a bit of a nuisance, but no doubt I shall manage to gather myself together in time for those things. I'm right now, I'm walking down to the market. It's really cool this morning. There's a big black cloud over me, but there's also a wind that feels as if it's coming from Antarctica, and maybe it is. So it's not at all our normal summer weather. And I really wish I'd bought a hat and some gloves. At least I've got a windproof jacket on. It's lovely to walk in this kind of fresh coolness. And perhaps that's one of the reasons I overslept. I always sleep really, really well when it's cold. Really, really so well that I slept for an hour longer than I normally would. It is very strange this time of year how things become discombobulated. I think so much is added into the mix. I know that I don't have a huge kind of social, well, I know a lot of people, but I don't have a huge sort of partying set of friends and so on, but still there have been events or things that needed to be finished or just kind of this knowledge that things are going to be closed for a couple of weeks after the end of this week. That mean that you have to sort of rejig your life to suit those things, it is much harder to go at my own pace. And, you know, I can sense it. The very fact that I'm hurrying means that I'm not going at my own pace. And the fact that I'm late means that I'm not going at my own pace. You know, even though my own pace may have started in the right place and that was why I was late, I still feel the need to adapt to some other pace. So I try to think each year how to do this better, how to do this time of year more gently. One thing is obviously preparing for it sooner. So it actually taking taking the fact of it into account rather than trying to ignore that it's coming. Because I think, you know, there's a Scrooge part of me that says, okay, just pretend it's not happening. Just don't do anything at all. But another quite big part of me thinks that I am part of this community. I am part of this neighbourhood. I'm a part of a network of friends. I'm part of an extended family. That's really important to maintain. Oh, there's a wattle bird just flew out of the bushes right in front of me, out of the grounds of the Catholic school here that I'm walking past. It's all very strangely silent because it's Sunday. Usually it's a real babble of noise, of teenage boys. Actually, babble, it might not be quite the right word for the sounds that teenage boys make. But there's, it's all, in fact, the whole place feels really, really quiet. Anyone sensible is still in bed. So, I haven't, yesterday, when I meant to do the podcast, I was doing Mole instead, Murmurs of Mole, and I didn't finish Murmurs yesterday either. I think it's much harder than I thought it would be to get back into molishness. And I think I just need to do it to get there. So after my ringing, today is going to be another Murmurs of Mole day. I hope not the whole day, because there are quite a few other parts of my life that we need tying together. I do hope that you have had a good week, that you're able to be gentle with yourself at this quite tiring time of year. If you are someone who really loves Christmas, and I know that people who are and who do it really well, then I wish you all the best with the joy of that organisation and preparation. I don't mean these podcasts to be Scroogey, though they might sometimes sound like it. And for those of you who find it harder, I hope you can find a little space in there for yourself. Some self-nourishment, and if you are going to be on your own or in difficult situations this Christmas, I guess there are a number of people who are in the same position, and may we all somehow over the ether support each other for that day, and for this, actually, for more, not less for the day, I think, sometimes, than for this build up to it. I'm just about to reach the famous cork tree, and then I shall be wandering down to the market itself, which is full of goodies. One of the nice things about this time of year is what we can get at the market. It's berry time. There are cherries and raspberries and lots of summer foods. So it's very, very hard not to become very greedy. And it's also roses time. Lots of beautiful roses. Thank you very much for listening today, and apologies that this is a day late. I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow already. Bye for now.